You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You join me here on RNIB Connect Radio, and we're at the end of Repress and Members Day here at the RHS Flower Show Wentworth Woodhouse 2025 in the gold award-winning RNIB Legacy Garden. And I'm with Helen Smith, who's the head of legacy engagement at the RNIB. I mean, Helen, it's so wonderful to be here in the garden after all that time of, I suppose, preparation, the design of the garden, the build of the design, and just to be here today actually in the garden soaking it all up.
Absolutely, Toby. And we've still got people walking around now. So throughout the day, we've had over 1,200 people come through the garden. And it's been amazing. You know, we've won the Gold Award, and we've heard today that we've won the Best Construction and the Best Show Garden Award. And of course, now, because I'm greedy, I would also love people to vote for us in the People's Choice Award, because that one obviously means so much to us all. But yes, you're right. What a culmination of hard work, effort, and just belief that this could actually happen. And of course, thanks to the players of People's Postcode Lottery as well, who've made this possible.
Of course, we must thank them for their kind support in making the garden possible. And what have people been sort of, I suppose, saying to you as they've come out of going round the garden? What is their sort of impression of the garden?
I think that people are genuinely surprised that Paul, the designer, has managed to capture the essence of RNIB in a garden setting. I mean, gardens generally are so, we think of them as being very visual, but this garden not only is visual, but also brings to life all the other senses. And people are really appreciative of an opportunity to have that deeper understanding of how sight loss impacts on people's lives, and also on how gardening can be accessible to everybody.
Because I think that's one of the main things about this wonderful garden, is to show people not only, you know, what sight loss can be like, but also, you know, gardening. We can all do a bit of gardening, whether we've got, you know, a garden of our own, or maybe we've just got a bit of a balcony or a windowsill to put some pots on. And having flowers or gardens just really sort of helps your spirit, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And we know that there's a real crossover between, you know, gardening and healthy mental states as well. People who garden are definitely happier. And the people we've seen today have all had smiles on their faces. They're all joyous to be here. It's been perfect weather, not too hot. And certainly the rain's held off for us so far. But you're right. Gardening is a joy. And I think that people do determine a great deal of happiness from taking part in that.
And obviously we know the whole point of a legacy garden, as we've mentioned, is to show people, you know, what sight loss is all about. But the main thing is about people leaving a legacy to the RNIB as well, and helping all the great work that the organisation does in supporting blind and partially sighted people.
Yes, of course, we do hope that today does inspire people to consider leaving a gift in their will to RNIB. Obviously, it's over a third of our income, Toby, you know that, and so it's critically important that we do keep people aware of how critical that income is. I think that also, you know, people don't perhaps understand the breadth of work that RNIB does, so that's been one of the points of conversation today about what we're actually able to provide. And, you know, we've got such a wide range of services, it's impossible to list them all here, but the ways in which we can support people who are blind or partially sighted, and the ways in which we can help make lives more independent and help more people enjoy things like gardening, that's just fantastic and only possible because of people's support of RNIB.
And, you know, it's great to have everything here at the Flower Show, and I would describe it a bit like a sort of gardening festival. Helen, are there anything that you've seen today that you might be taking home at the end of the Flower Show?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, I love the little poppy pods that we have in the RNIB garden. So they're copper cups on long stems that we've got at different heights, and they fill with water, so they're ideal for birds and pollinators to take a drink from. So I think a couple of those might find their way into my bag when I go home on Sunday, if I'm honest.
Well, Helen, thank you very much indeed for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
It's been an absolute pleasure, Toby. Thank you so much. It's wonderful to have you here.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.